BBC News with Sue Montgomery. There have been major disagreements in Israel's cabinet ahead of a crucial vote to ratify the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Israel's far-right security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, has said he will resign if the government approves the deal. But he did say he would return to the cabinet if war was resumed after the first ceasefire stage. Ohad Tal, who chairs the far-right religious Zionism faction in parliament, also opposes the deal.
We're trying to get guarantees from Netanyahu and from the Americans that will ensure us that the agreement doesn't mean the end of the war. If we will get these guarantees, we will stay. And if we will see that we're not getting these guarantees, then there's really no point of us staying in the government.
The turmoil comes as the planned ceasefire is due to begin on Sunday. Last year saw the fastest annual rise in the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere ever recorded. Data from a research station in Hawaii indicated levels of the planet-warming gas increased to 426 parts per million, more than twice pre-industrial levels. Justin Rowlatt reports.
1.5 degrees of warming was the ceiling the world agreed to try to stay within at a landmark UN climate summit in Paris a decade ago. But the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is now increasing at a rate that puts that target virtually out of reach, the Met Office says. It says the exceptional increase in CO2 last year was because of record fossil fuel emissions and wildfires, exacerbated by the El Niño weather pattern, which meant less CO2 was absorbed by natural processes.
The US has brought sanctions against the head of Sudan's armed forces, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, for attacks on civilians during the 21-month civil war. The Treasury said these included airstrikes against schools. It also said the army had used food deprivation as a tactic of war. Sudan called the accusations confusing and unjust. The American director David Lynch, known for films and TV series including Twin Peaks and The Elephant Man, has died. He was 78. Considered a master of mysterious, hypnotic and disturbing thrillers, Lynch's creations became cult classics and were lauded by critics. The Oscar-winning actor Nicolas Cage starred in Wild at Heart.
He wasn't just weird for weird's sake in cinema. I mean, it was a true thing with them. It was honest. It was pure. It was a genuine expression. And I still don't know really how he did it, but he didn't force it. It just came out of him naturally, and he made surrealism mainstream.
BBC News. The former Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney says he's running to replace Justin Trudeau as leader of Canada's governing Liberal Party. Casting himself as an outsider, he distanced himself from the Prime Minister's unpopular government. However, Mr. Trudeau appointed Mr. Carney to lead an economic task force, and the opposition Conservatives say there's little to distinguish the two. The British government has announced a three-month review of gang-based child sexual exploitation. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, said it would look at cultural factors and examine ethnicity data about the gangs. Our senior UK correspondent is Seema Kotecha.
It will look into the current scale and nature of gang-based exploitation across the country, including the cultural and societal drivers of the perpetrators. This after much focus on the grooming crimes committed by predominantly Pakistani men more than a decade ago. Ms. Cooper also announced five new local inquiries which would have government backing. The Conservatives said the proposals were wholly inadequate.
Sierra Leone has recalled its ambassador from neighbouring Guinea after seven suitcases containing suspected cocaine were found in an embassy vehicle in the capital. The foreign minister said the ambassador was recalled to give a full account, though the envoy hadn't been in the car and wasn't under arrest. He said the Guinean authorities had impounded the vehicle. SpaceX says the latest test of its giant Starship rocket has failed. Officials at Elon Musk's company said the upper stage was lost after engine problems minutes after liftoff from Texas. However, the giant reusable booster stage was retrieved successfully. The mission came hours after the first flight of the Blue Origin New Glenn rocket system, backed by the Amazon boss Jeff Bezos. BBC News.